Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, February 24th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christian television ministers to the hurting in Iran. A missionary aircraft crashes in Papua New Guinea, and many people in Nigeria are without God's word. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The earthquake in Iran tops today's news as the death toll now tops 500. 40 villages were damaged, and very few Christian organizations are overtly working in that Islamic Republic. But Sat7, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa, is beaming programming in the Farsi language. Debbie Brink is the executive director.
At a time like this, we all know how discouraging and frustrating and a difficult situation it can be to be without your home and be asking a lot of questions about why, and I would think our programs could be very encouraging.
Brink says the programming is popular.
People in Iran right now are very eager to hear ideas about Christianity. They're not real satisfied with their situation in Iran and are very eager to get outside information through satellite.
Filming begins for children's programming and should be ready within a few months. Funding is needed. Meanwhile, Christians around the world are mourning the death of two missionary pilots from New Zealand. Mission Aviation Fellowship says pilots Mark Hansen and Richard West crashed Tuesday afternoon in their Twin Otter aircraft in Papua New Guinea. The cabin attendant and 10 passengers were only slightly injured. The cause of the crash isn't known. The investigation is just getting underway. Hansen is survived by his wife and 3 kids, while West leaves his wife and 2 children. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next, tsunami survivors in fishing villages in India have been so traumatized that they don't want to go back to work. Instead, they're showing interest in Mission India's literacy programs, and villagers are finding Christ. Dave Stravers is with Mission India.
In the process, the first words they're reading are right from the Bible, and people are hearing the witness that goes on by the Christian teachers, and about 40% of the graduates end up committing their lives to Christ and joining a church. So we're really very optimistic that God will use all this tragedy to some good in this region.
The goal is to reach 15,000 families with literacy training, but Mission India has funding to reach only half. That's where you can help, says Stravers.
The real need in India right now is for this follow-up training and for helping to minister to people's needs in a way that puts these Hindu people in connection with Christians who are working in the region.
Go to our website to help. Next, we have an update on the story that we had for you last week about those 6 Gospel for Asia seminary students in India who were attacked and kidnapped. GFA reports police have arrested 5 men who were part of the militant Hindu group known as the RSS. The RSS was upset about the students' ministry in Kerala state that was starting to see conversions. The students are recovering from head and other injuries. The country's National Commission of Minorities will be investigating. And finally, 500 languages in Nigeria are without one verse of scripture in their own language. The seed company is addressing that need in a creative new way. Roy Peterson is the agency president.
The strategy to train and equip the Nigerians that they can be the Bible translators is so essential today, so that the work can go forward, whether or not we can stay in the country.
The seed company's training workshops have been met with enthusiasm. Peterson experienced one village's reaction.
I have been to Bible dedications around the world where scriptures have been completed and delivered to the people, but I've never been in a community at the beginning of a translation when they were saying, yes, we want this to happen, we will support it, we will get behind it, and the entire community was there to sing and celebrate and thank us for bringing the training so that they might become the translators for their people group.
Pray for this exciting time in Nigeria as God's word goes forth. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.